The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
In today's episode of our podcast, we're going to discuss an incident that just happened a few weeks ago between a stepfather, no, not even a boyfriend, and a father who went to his ex-wife's home to pick his child up. This is a court-ordered exchange. The child wasn't ready. The situation escalated. A gun was taken out. And what happened next is unthinkable.
Sad.
It's sad. I want you to listen to the episode. I want you to think about how you would have handled the situation. Anthony, I don't know if you said it on the air or off the air. We're going to listen right now, obviously, to podcast. But you said in 45, maybe 60 seconds, the world, life changed for all of these people.
That's how I always feel when all guns come out in a person versus person type situation. When guns come out, lives change. That's always how I felt about it. But yeah, it was.
So, I mean, and think about how many lives changed. It just wasn't those two that were in the fight. I mean,
oh, the ex-wife, the new wife, the mom, everybody. All that, yeah. Everybody. The child above everything.
Above everything.
So take a listen and you decide for yourself what you think. You can also view the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Automatic, you see Anthony, he's got that long face. Let's figure out what the heck is going on. Good morning. Welcome to what we affectionately call Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez. Dude.
His face looks normal to me. DJ Automatic.
No, I can always tell when he's upset.
Okay, look, I am on the frustrated levels of misplacing my debit card.
No!
I'm not sure if anybody out there has done it or if you guys are all Apple Pay
what
people
did you
by
do?
Now. Dude, I put it in the ATM.
And it ate it up.
Dude, I put it in the ATM.
Did you drive off without?
Yeah, dude, before I went to the barbershop, I put it in the ATM and boom, gone. Called them Monday morning. And they're not returning it, so I had to
order
a new one.
It's a holiday season, bro. Ain't nobody gonna return your calls about an ATM card.
So I needed it yesterday to get some salad. I feel like this is a lie. But
I needed a salad.
So I'm paying for salad in cash. That's where my life's at. I'm using lettuce to pay for lettuce.
That is wild. How did you get cash?
Oh, dude. Have you guys walked into a bank recently?
For the first time, Automatic went into a bank. It's been 2 years, and he said, it was kind of cool. Everybody was so nice to me.
I never go in the bank anymore.
I literally feel like I'm on Oregon Trail. I'm just paying back in ancient times.
That was an old Apple joke.
Did you guys ever misplace anything?
Oh, well, remember, dude, I have a set of keys that I have no idea where they're at, and they've been gone for probably 4 or 5 months now. But
probably,
my car's not gone.
They're probably somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
Like they always
were.
They're
in a jacket or like a pant pocket.
Last time they were behind the TV.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Have you looked there?
I like how the answer is, but my car's not gone. So you know
so
what?
It's good.
They're somewhere, dog.
I obviously misplaced it. Remember when I lost my wallet, but I didn't really lose my wallet, and my uncle came to me in my dream and told me where my wallet was?
Oh, I forgot about
you
that.
Remember? I swear. I've told that story another day. Right now, though,
just do that. You got to tell the like.
My uncle passed away, and he raised me. He's like my father, and I lost my wallet. And the thing is I didn't care about the money in there. I didn't care about the credit cards. He gave me a $2 bill and a note. He wrote a note, an old poem that he'd written in the 70s. And I freaked out because of those things. Didn't care about anything else. And I was crying and upset. Couldn't sleep. Went to bed. And he kept coming to me in this dream and telling me, I can tell you where your wallet is. And I'd wake up like, stop, Dana. Stop being crazy. And then I finally just let the dream happen, and he told me. And I sat up from a dead sleep and turned to Automatic and said, I know where the wallet is.
And walked into the closet and pulled
out
the wallet.
Damn, dude.
After she'd been looking for it for a week, I was like,
can he come visit me in my dreams?
Tell you where your ATM is.
Yeah, let me know where my debit card's at, man.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we got to start with National Mutt Day. Celebrating breeds of dogs, not your exes, okay?
Yes.
Oh, no. And we'll wrap it up on National Fritters Day.
What is a fritter? You've told me this before, but I don't know.
It's a pastry. It's a fried dough, basically, and it can either be sweet or savory. And they have a variety of sorts, from apples to onions to even meat fritters.
You had me at fried dough. I love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is a story of a couple exchanging children. A dad trying to pick his kid up for the holiday season, and he starts arguing with his ex-wife. The man's name is Chad. Ex-wife is Jennifer. Her new boyfriend is there. His name is Kyle. All right, so dad's supposed to pick the son up at 3:15. Kid's not ready. He's angry. He starts to tell his ex-wife, why are you doing this? I'm here. You're playing games with me. Here's the audio from the video that we posted as well.
You keep trying to keep my son from me.
She's supposed to have the child ready. Child's not ready. Things escalate because now the boyfriend comes outside of his home with a shotgun and confronts the boy's father.
They're at the boyfriend's home.
They're at the boyfriend's home. Yes, the woman lives with the boyfriend. The child, by the way, is inside the home while all this is happening.
Call 911.
The boyfriend's saying, leave. The father's saying, I want my son. The woman you hear is the dad's new wife saying, call 911 because she sees the gun.
Yep.
And so right away, she's like, hey, hold up. What happens next is tragic and sad. The boyfriend fires a warning shot
at his feet.
The father says, I'll take that gun from you, and proceeds to move toward him and grab the gun. There's a struggle, and then the boyfriend shoots the father. The next piece of audio we're going to play is that of the father's new wife. And you hear in her voice, she doesn't realize that her husband's dead. This was a shotgun fired at close range twice. And you can feel that she's not quite understanding what just happened.
I have it on video, Kyle. You did it, not him.
I told you. I told all of y'all to leave.
There are so many questions to this. Why was the child not ready? Why was he not given to his father?
Why did somebody have to get shot?
Why did the man not leave the moment he saw that gun? You hear clearly in the beginning of the whole convo, the wife says, call 911.
I mean, when you watch the video, they're getting
but
into
they were on his property, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. But when you're watching the video, you could tell that the father of the child, he wants his kid, and he's ready to fight for
and
it.
And the boyfriend pulls out a gun because clearly he wants something to pop off. You don't pull out a gun unless you're going to use it. I was taught that my entire life. I grew up in Texas, grew up in the South, around guns my whole life. And my Theo Frankie would say, you don't pull out a gun unless you're going to use it. There's no time to play.
Unfortunately for this family, I don't think Kyle, the new boyfriend, he's not going to be guilty by law. He's not going to jail.
Because the father of the child.
He showed up
there
to his house on his property.
And touched the gun, tried to take the gun from him.
And he told him to leave. I mean, morally? Yes, he's wrong. What are they fighting over? Something, I mean, it really is silly over just exchanging a kid for one day. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But now that they've literally ruined everyone's life.
His own life, the child's life. More importantly, this kid is looking, he's right there.
Yeah, and he's seen it, right? And now it's impacting him forever. But Kyle, at the moment, is innocent. Right,
he innocent until proven
law.
Guilty
by law,
and no charges have been filed. By the way, this has been a couple of weeks.
In this country, every right to do what he did, and if he felt threatened, you know, who are we to say that he's in the wrong?
I feel like the father.
I mean, he
was
did show
there
a warning
to pick
shot,
up his son. He did not come armed. He did not threaten his ex-wife.
Him.
He did not threaten his ex-wife. He was upset because the child wasn't ready. And I don't know about you, Automatic, but somebody pulls a gun out, you're threatened right away. I would leave. But of course, there's a heightened sense of anger. You're already upset.
It turned into a swinging contest and he lost.
Well, there's no charges been filed. I just said that. I have a feeling where this happened, the way it happened, you know, the stepfather will probably not face any kind of charges. But according to expert advice, if there's already contentious behavior between the parents, you should have a mediator involved. You should not be at that person's property picking a child up. You should meet at a, you know, public
location. That's
when
you meet at the Walmart.
Yeah, you meet at Walmart, you meet at Target, you meet at the Chuck E. Cheese, you meet somewhere to exchange the child. And if it just is always an argument, have someone else pick the child up.
Definitely don't go to their property.
That's what I just said. You can't do it. And somebody pulls a gun out, you leave. You walk away and you leave because it never ends well. I don't know. I would never pull a gun out on somebody like that. For what?
Because
he wanted to kill that man. No matter what, he wanted to kill him. You pull out a gun because you want to use it.
The thing is, we don't really know the backstory of what happened before this. We don't know what the dad had done.
I know none of that matters. It's not relevant to what happened that day. The father was there to pick up his child at 3:15. The child wasn't ready. The boyfriend comes out with a gun. If you pull a gun out, you want to use it. And in the end, the only person that suffers is the child.
Yeah.
Nobody
American men got to do better. Across the board. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Open up emotionally. Get some therapy. Get some help. You should not be that pent up and angry. I mean, we're just off the heels of, you know, rest in peace, young Dolph, who was shot. We talk about this when it's brown on brown crime all the time, but now it's coming into a thing where it's...
Because there's no such thing as brown on brown or black on black crime. It's just made up words. This
American,
kind of stuff happens. It's America. It's gun crime is what
American
it is.
It's American men, yo. And one of the scariest things in this year was like, you know, a Kyle with a gun.
I know. And again, that kid right there showed up with a gun. I truly believe it was self-defense, all that. But you don't carry a big gun like that unless you want to use it. Period. All right, go watch the video and decide for yourself. Should the stepfather, the boyfriend Kyle, who killed the father, face charges, or was it truly self-defense? At Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One father's parenting skills has divided the internet. His teenage daughter got stuck on the roof that he told her not to climb onto, and he left her there.
What the f***?
2 hours after she called, begging her father to help her off the roof, he finally shows up. And yeah, the internet's pissed. He put all of this up on Reddit. God. Of course on Reddit.
I got questions.
Okay, what's your question, DJ Automatic?
How old is the daughter?
17.
Oh, leave her up there.
And her window leads to the roof. And he said, I caught her a couple of times and I kept telling her, don't do that, it's dangerous, you're going to fall. Don't do that, you know, you're going to get stuck. So when she did and got stuck, he said, I'm not going to help her. Now his wife and his ex-wife, who's the mother of the girl, are both angry at him for leaving her up there for 2 hours and 35 minutes.
I guarantee you she's not going to go back up there.
So is that the moral of the story?
Yes. If you had already told, because I went through this exact same situation with our daughter. She kept climbing out on the roof. I told her, you're going to fall off here. Something's going to happen, or you're going to ruin the roof. You're going to do something. And I didn't have to leave her out there, but she finally stopped doing it.
Well, I think this is tough love, and I agree. I agree with you, DJ Automatic. Yeah, if you help her off the roof, it's not going to teach her the lesson.
Just don't push her over the edge. Emotionally. I don't, you know.
Which a lot of parents we've done.
Which can happen. You know? And as a matter of fact, if she wants to live maybe alone for a night, what about if she got an Airbnb in Chicago? You could right now, Airbnb, that means rent the home of Kevin McAllister, the Home Alone house.
What?
No. Yeah, that's right, you filthy animals. For one night stay, you could stay at the McAllister's place, and it comes equipped with everything you've seen from the movies, to the robe, to the guns, and you don't even have to be a sticky bandit. And then, oh my God, the staircase is there as well, too.
Can you throw the paint cans off the staircase?
Are the sticky bandits showing up?
Oh!
Imagine Joe Pesci at the door.
Whoa, it even comes with Brute Cologne. Y'all remember when he put it on in the bathroom and did the famous, oh!
If you visit my Theo's, that you'll get some Brute Cologne there too.
Speaking of spells, if you're feeling a little ragey, you know, angry, maybe you should try sniffing a baby. Researchers have found that baby smells block aggression in men.
Not gonna sniff random babies, dude. Not gonna do that. Not just gonna.
Somebody might get aggressive with you.
Nope. Yeah, exactly.
If you grab their baby, can I sniff this? Not a good idea.
So the study says that it has something to do with the naturally occurring molecules found on a baby's head. And while it calms down men, it does the exact opposite for women, triggering aggression and activating a protective reaction.
That makes sense. And I don't know if you've noticed this or not, DJ Automatic, but I have started washing your clothes with baby laundry soap.
Are you saying I'm ragey?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Sometimes you get crazy over the smallest things. You didn't make my coffee right.
That's not right.
Sniff this baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're in a new relationship or if you're in an old relationship, a new study reveals why you should be asking these 4 questions to your partner so you can deepen that relationship. I'll give you the questions here shortly. It's in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you got to go first.
Well, the robot revolution has begun, guys.
This is so scary. Tell me what you got, because I saw something about robots the other day.
Harvard scientists developed the world's first living robot, and now they learn to reproduce.
Let's rock.
Why?
What do you mean,
have they
robots?
Not? What's that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
So,
when they come and they take over us?
Terminator?
Yeah, did they not see this movie?
Or iRobot, too.
Thank you.
So these tiny organisms were assembled out of cells from a frog. They can move on their own, and eventually they disintegrate when they run out of energy. But now the researchers discovered that they figured out a way to self-replicate and say that they do it different from any other form of life.
Yeah, they're going to self-replicate and kill us. That's what they're going to do.
They don't reproduce like humans do, though.
No, they
don't.
That's
what I thought. Originally, I thought, you know,
you thought that was robots. like a little robot.
You were like, I got robot condoms.
That's a genius business.
It's a great idea, right?
Robot condoms.
Come on, don't get a robot STD.
Here's your robot condoms.
I heard she's easy.
Well, speaking of robots, do you guys own a Roomba?
Yeah, we do.
We own a Roomba. Yeah.
Do you love it automatic?
No,
no,
it doesn't
I don't like it anymore.
Really?
No.
Well, don't get too mad, because there's a lot of benefits to doing housework.
What? Okay, well, what are those benefits, Anthony? Because then I should be benefiting greatly.
In case you missed it, a recent study shows that dusting, mopping, cleaning up the floors can help anybody into older age. And also, it's not just your physical health. Doing household chores also keeps you mentally sharp as well, too.
You hear that, everybody, with your dirty houses? Do something. I cannot stand. I'm sitting here. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to judge you. I can't stand going to someone's house and when it's dirty. Otto knows it gets me going. That's why I stay home.
I just know that I'm of a certain age now because I actually enjoy cleaning the backyard.
Oh. Otto wakes up in the morning. He'll go outside.
Oh, gosh,
he's
dude.
Like, I'm super like, happy. I ask, what are you doing? Picking up dog poop. He's so happy
about
it. He said,
with your hands on your hips, he said, look at this yard.
Look at this yard. I think I'm going to barbecue later.
What? You should see him pull out the vacuum cleaner.
It's 8 a.m. Do you want to go to Home Depot?
We're going to go to Home Depot.
All right. Whoa. So in case you missed it, a new study says it's super important to ask questions to understand your partner better and deepen your relationship. So question number one, what would we do to have a perfect day, weekend, or evening together? Listen to your partner and make it happen. Listen to your partner and make it happen.
I think your definition of that and my definition are going to be much different.
Exactly. And that's why you need to learn your partner's language of love.
Okay.
Can't always be about what you want, DJ Automatic.
Remember I tried giving you a love language test, Automatic, and you didn't want to
do
it.
He failed.
With me? Yeah, dude. You didn't want to even do it. So we'll do that.
Here's another question.
I've been married for 10 plus years. I'm not failing.
Have you asked me that question? Anyway, okay.
Affirmation is her love language.
Here's another one. What are your deep longings and dreams for yourself? I always want DJ Automatic to fulfill his dreams. We had a conversation this morning. I said, remember last year when you were complaining about blah, blah, and today you have blah, blah. Didn't I say that
yes,
to you? Your
did.
Dreams
yes.
are coming true.
Yeah.
Here's another question. What stresses you out?
Oh,
okay, and then when they tell you, try to keep them not stressed out.
What if it's them?
Yeah.
Well, what stresses me out is you not putting the water back on the towel.
See,
but
okay.
Anyway.
What are you talking about? Water back on the
towel?
You
don't put the water pitcher. You don't put the water pitcher back on the towel.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, that's a... Because then you learn a partner's stress points and where they're at.
You
got
to know
break.
And you got to try to help them. I always tell DJ Automatic, all I want to do is make your life easier. How do I get you to want to make my life easier?
I don't have an answer to that.
Come on, man.
And then finally... What's been the hardest thing you've ever had to do in life so far, and how did it impact you? That's a question that sometimes...
That's a very deep, deep question.
Very deep, and you might think you know everything about your partner, but asking that question, you might learn something that they've never spoken to anyone about.
Damn.
It's going to bring you closer together.
Facts. No, I already forgot the question. I ain't gonna lie, dog. I was like, that was deep, bro. You sent me to the
That's
whole
why
world.
You've never been in a long-term relationship. All right, you want the question to ask your partner so you can deepen your relationship? At Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm posting it in the story now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Is Rihanna pregnant with her first child, yes or no? We're going to talk about it right now. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip, this story, and more. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays first.
We'll kick it off by honoring the great Juice WRLD, who was born on this day in 1998.
R.I.P. Juice WRLD.
I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing.
We also have Britney Spears celebrating her birthday, Charlie Puth, friend of the show, celebrating his birthday, Aaron Rodgers, and we'll wrap it up on destroying YouTube stars celebrating his birthday.
All right, let's talk about Kanye West meeting with Los Angeles leaders to try to eradicate homelessness. This is big of him, and he could do it. He's got the money, he's got the influence, and if he has the passion to follow through, it can be done, and it could be, I think, kind of a roadmap for ending homelessness all over the country. He wants to talk first about jobs. He wants to talk about addiction problems and those resources and resources for mental health as well. That's why people end up on the street, because they're mentally ill. And in the 80s, they shut down all the state hospitals. There's nowhere for people to go and they end up with nothing.
Wait, didn't he just become homeless?
What? That's by choice. That's what? That's rich guy.
Kanye's always an extreme, man. I was going to say,
I love his intention. I just hope that he follows through on everything.
I think that he will. And even if he doesn't, isn't this a great way to start the conversation to get there?
Yes.
Okay. So if anything, let's give him that. All right, NBA Youngboy and Cash Money CEO Birdman are dropping a mixtape mañana. It's called From the Bayou, and I'm excited. I'm not going to sit here and lie and tell you I'm a huge NBA Youngboy fan, because I'm not. Appreciate it, but Cash Money CEO Birdman's on a mixtape. I'm taking a listen.
Lead out. Young boy's got the kids. And
Birdman's got the respect.
And he also has Louisiana. So that makes it a match made in heaven.
Louisiana might be the most underrated state when it comes to rappers, period.
Yes. Will we see Drake on this mixtape? We might.
I don't think so. They haven't done anything together yet, so.
We'll see. All right, and then Rihanna received the National Hero Award in Barbados. And everybody's excited about that. But it was her little belly that folks are talking about. She's wearing this stunning orange gown. And she's got a little protruding belly. But the last time we speculated that she was pregnant, she wasn't.
Nope.
And she actually wrote on her Instagram, "Can I not enjoy some food, people?" My goodness. So until Riri says she's pregnant, I'm saying she's not. What?
Did y'all see that Cardi B said she smelled like Vicks?
Anthony, no, that's not what she said. Cardi B said she smells like Vicks and Rihanna smells like flowers.
Oh, I know everybody that meets me be like, "Yo, she smells like Vicks."
And I told you to stay off my Instagram page, okay? I know you can't see Cardi
B
stuff.
Because I'm blocked and I like the smell of Vicks too. Latinas, some of Latinas.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cake makes me happy. Cake makes the world happy. Mm. Well, now we have a list of favorite cakes by state. Where are you from? Where did your cake land? Let's talk about it now in food news. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show Friday's Eve. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right, so the first hashtag is about a South Carolina woman. Her name is April Jones. She was badly injured after stepping on a rusty nail at Walmart. It went all the way through her foot.
Ah.
Jury just awarded her $10 million in damages.
Ooh, where are the nails at?
Okay, hold on. No. April suffered an infection from the incident, which resulted in multiple surgeries, and eventually her right leg was amputated above the knee.
From a nail?
Yeah.
A rusty nail?
Yes,
what was on that rusty
very
nail?
Rust. If it gets inside your system, it's rust. DJ Automatic, you didn't know
like
that?
Some kind of weird Walmart juice?
You have to take a tetanus shot?
No, it's a rusty nail, dude. A rusty nail is a rusty
nail. Yeah, she obviously...
I didn't think you would lose a leg from a rusty nail, though.
The jury took less than half an hour to rule in her favor, citing that Walmart's failure to provide evidence of regular safety sweeps meant that they were liable.
Oh.
So, clean that store up. And then in food news, America's favorite cake by state. You know Shane Company? They're the big jewelry store?
Yeah.
They wanted to know what cakes people liked. So they did an in-depth study of Google searches by state. Let me give you five right now. Washington loves ice cream cake. Texas loves a chocolate lava cake. I know that's right. New Mexico loves carrot cake. I love a good carrot cake.
What the hell?
California likes sponge cake. Martha Stewart says it's the most versatile. And Arizona loves ice cream cake.
Of course,
it's hot.
There it is.
Of course.
Shout out to Washington and Arizona. I'm rocking with team ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
Well, if you'd like to know, wherever you were born, if you want to know what the favorite, cake is of that state, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram in a story. I will post the link. My favorite cake, honestly, is red velvet.
Oh.
And I didn't know it was chocolate. Did you know red velvet is chocolate cake?
I had no idea until this past weekend that red velvet cake was actually cake. The redness of the cake has been throwing me off.
It's food coloring.
I didn't know.
Didn't know a rusty nail was a rusty nail.
Yeah.
So that's that.
There's a lot you don't know, DJ Automatic, for somebody with a degree. All right, National Day Anthony A.
We'll start with Special Education Day, which is celebrating the individuals with
That's where Dana graduated from.
There it is. Yeah, let's take one.
I still knew about the rusty nail and red velvet.
This is celebrating the Individuals with Disability Education Act, which was signed by President Gerald Ford in 1975.
Yes. Shout out to him.
All right, we also got National Mutt Day celebrating mixed breeds of dogs. Ooh.
Hey, shout out to Metro, your dog you adopted. Ooh,
I love you, puppy brother. And we'll wrap it up on National Fritters Day.
Okay, so I know now because you told me earlier a fritter is fried dough. It could be sweet, it could be savory.
Yes, right.
Let me tell you about a cheap way to make a donut at home. You take a can of biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And you pop them out. Of course, that's going to scare you for a second. And then you cut a hole in them and you fry them in grease. And you take them out and you put cinnamon and regular old house sugar on there. It's kind of like a homemade churro.
Oh, hell yeah, dog. There you go.
Oh my
and
God.
That was brought to you by Big Dana.
yeah, it is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. I go by the name of Anthony A and DJ Automatic. Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about the tragic story of a man who shot and killed another man because he shot and killed the ex-husband because they were having a competition over picking up the son, correct?
Yeah, it was all about a Thanksgiving exchange.
Right, and automatic, you're a gun owner, you're a father, and you're also a husband.
Stepfather.
You're in a blended family as well, too, and we feel as if there were some steps that these men could have taken to de-escalate that situation. So let's break those down right now. Let's talk to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Usually we like to have fun, nonchalant banters, but this one right here is a little bit more serious because we're talking about American men and guns.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, during the holidays, there's a lot of exchanging of kids. A lot of times it can become confrontational just because of the relationship you have with the other parent. And this one got deadly.
This could all have been avoided.
It could have, because there was no reason for someone to die over exchanging your kid. I could see being in this situation. I could see, you know, from the boyfriend's standpoint, he's trying to protect himself. He's trying to do anything and everything to make this man leave his property. What they should have done is gone to crisisprevention.com because they have actually 6 different steps on how you can de-escalate a situation.
Let's hear some of those, DJ Automatic.
So the first thing you got to do, if somebody threatens you with a gun, you take it seriously. I mean, you can't.
Once guns come out, lives change.
Yes. The next step is to step back. Try to negotiate with the person. Do you really want to shoot somebody over something so small?
Come on,
petty?
Dude. Yeah. Pull that trigger. Everybody's life changing, man.
The next one, and this is what this guy should have never done, avoid reaching for the weapon. The father of the son reached for this man's weapon on his property, and it didn't turn out all right for him.
Mm.
The next one is focus on the individual rather than the weapon. Obviously, you don't want to focus. You want to talk about the situation. You don't want to talk about the gun because the gun could be used. You want to negotiate with them. But the most important thing is to buy time. Is when you're negotiating with them, because the longer you talk to the person, the more likely the situation is going to de-escalate because they're going to have more time to think about, hey, do I really want to use this gun? Do I really want to take this person's life over something as small as, you know, exchanging a child?
Please, y'all, let's, you know, put the guns down. We're taking enough of each other's life away anyway, drinking and driving. So stop killing each other, man. We love you. And if you ever need anything, at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram, we'll be there to talk to you for anybody, men, women. If you just need to get something off your chest, please remember, we love you. Have a good day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We failed to mention this at the beginning of the podcast, but can we have a little celebration right now? This is 200, baby.
200 episodes. Woo! That's a lot of listening.
That's a lot of work behind the scenes. I want to thank Anthony A., who began the podcast, and now DJ Automatic has kind of taken over uploading all of the content every day. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, man.
It's a three-man band in here,
200
man.
200 episodes at about 30 minutes apiece. That's about 6,000 minutes of listening.
I'm glad that this 200 episode was something that was very, was a very passionate topic.
It definitely was. And I know that a lot of our audience, in fact, the majority of the country now, right, share custody. There's blended families, rather. There's blended families homes. We have a blended family home, DJ Automatic. You grew up, Anthony, in a blended family home. And I hope that the advice that we gave everybody when exchanging children, take it to heart if there's any kind of situation. There was a lot in this podcast.
There's nobody has to die over exchanging your kids.
No one you should not be that angry about something. You chose this person. I say it over and over again. You chose this person to make a child with. Even though you're not together, the one goal should just be raise the child to the best of your ability. That's it. Nothing else matters.
You made the decision. You got
to
live with it at least till they're
18. Live with it, not die for it.
Exactly.
You know? All right. More of the podcast now. 200, baby.